You're listening to Red Nation Online.
Welcome to Inside the MLS, news and interviews from and about key figures and happenings around Major League Soccer. Red Nation Online recently had the opportunity to speak with Gordon Forrest, who is the high-performance head coach and manager of coaching development for the Vancouver Whitecaps residency program. In this interview, Gordon and I discuss his first few months as a member of the Whitecaps organization, Vancouver's high-potential player program, and his upcoming appearance at the National Soccer Coaching Conference in Toronto. Gordon, it's been a few months now since you joined the Vancouver Whitecaps and became a key person with respect to the Whitecaps residency program and the club's youth development initiatives. How have things gone so far, and are you enjoying being part of one of Canada's premier soccer organizations?
Yes, it's been really good. Obviously, it's great to be here. It's great to be part of the Whitecaps as a club. You know, it's a club that have a real vision on promoting that youth development, and you know, to try and get local and national players in that first team. So yeah, again, the excitement and the push to do that is, as I say, it's great to be part of that environment. So yeah, really enjoying the time I've had so far, at the club. Yep, all good.
In joining the staff of the Whitecaps residency program, you're now part of one of the most renowned youth player development programs in Canada. You know, and it seems like there's former Whitecaps residency players, all around the world now, and pretty much playing everywhere and in Canada's national teams. You were previously coaching and developing young players in the United Kingdom and New Zealand. How does being involved in an academy for a professional club in Canada compare to your previous experiences?
No, it's great. And, before I came across here, I managed to get across and have a look around and get a feel for the club as well. And as I said, the setup here and the support, and the pathway that we're trying to do the Whitecaps is fantastic. And matching that up to, academies in the UK and, for a spell in New Zealand as well. And, just my own personal development, coming through playing and coaching with various coaches and clubs as well. It's great to see what the Whitecaps do. Anyone that matches up, highly to any of these academies across the world as well. And throughout the Whitecaps set up and going forward in the future, we're always looking to see what we can add and what we can, improve as well. So again, yeah, the support, the vision and the resources that, we're putting in from the club and the Whitecaps is great to see. It's great to see.
You are Scottish and in many ways likely share a similar soccer background with fellow Scott and Whitecaps FC head coach Martin Rennie. Is it the case that that you and he share a soccer philosophy? And how important is it to have a congruency of philosophy at the academy and senior team levels?
I think it's very important to have the coaches on the same wavelength. It's been great coming to the club and to have the opportunity to work and learn as well from Martin, Paul Ritchie, Carl Robinson, Jake McClug, all the coaches in the setup. So again, we do have regular communication. There is a club philosophy, ethos and pathway that we want to create, and we want to have players coming through the residency program to have that best opportunity to make the first team. So yeah, it's very important that we, as I said, we continually communicate. We look at the way the first team play, and how can we match that up with the especially the U18s, in terms of formations and the style, set plays, etc., etc. And then when we filter down the younger age groups, can we give them a more rounded approach, in the 13s, the 14s, and 15s, and then maybe tunnel that a little bit sharper when they come to the older age groups. But yeah, there's certainly, you know, a lot of planning and preparation on schedules, you know, day to day, month to month, and throughout the year, you know, is done by, you know, the whole coaching team within the club. So yeah, again, it's great bouncing all these different ideas off each other. Yeah.
Gordon, you've spoken in the past about, you know, the importance of finding a balance between, you know, winning and developing with respect to young players. At the same time, any player that's part of an organization that's very competitive, like the Vancouver Whitecaps, will want to instill a certain mentality and a certain focus on being a winning type of player. How do you develop that balance when you're working with younger players and those players that are just sort of on the cusp to moving up to, you know, maybe a professional level?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in terms of you know, that type of philosophy, you're quite correct. It's, you know, it's always good to win, you know, and that winning of games is good for the development, and it, you know, it creates a good feeling for an individual player, and also, you know, in that team environment, you know, the more you win games, it sort of breeds that confidence and habits, you know. But working with young players, it's important that we find the, you know, that balance of, you know, doing the right things and making sure that we keep our focus on, you know, what we're maybe working on during the week in terms of our, you know, our technical and tactical program, and, you know, and how we're putting the, you know, the pressure on the young players to develop. So I mean, a way that you know, that I always think about is being that type of, you know, double goal coach. So, you know, for me, a double goal coach is that thought about, you know, winning. You know, that first one, winning is important, but, you know, the second part, the double part, is that, you know, we need to teach them the right things. And if we're teaching them the right things in terms of on and off the pitch, then, you know, hopefully that success comes from doing all those correct things. So again, yeah, it's finding that balance of making sure that we're allowing them to express themselves, make mistakes, and enjoy, and then giving them the right feedback, information, and training content, and then hopefully, you know, making them well-rounded like that will get the end product, as you call it, winning. So yeah, it's finding that balance, and that's a key thing, especially with young players.
Obviously, the main goal of any academy program is to develop players for the club's senior team. At the same time, for many people, the Whitecaps are also expected to be one of the main pipelines in terms of developing young players for Canada's national team program. How closely do you work with the Canadian Soccer Association, and is it a defined goal for you to have your players called up to represent Canada at the international level, whether that's on the youth national teams or the Canadian men's national team?
Yeah, you know, I think the link is there. I mean, personally, myself, I'm not long been at the club, so, you know, I'll grow that link with the national coaches, which will be great. You know, from our point of view, from a club point of view, it's fantastic having them involved in the national setups. You know, for young players from our program to, you know, get that exposure, the experience of going to a national environment, you know, and the training environment, but also playing, you know, and representing their country against other national teams. You know, it's so valuable, you know, for us as a club, for the players to be exposed to that. You know, they're going to learn loads from their national coaches, the national training, and again, playing against all these other countries and other styles of football and styles of players as well. So it's a, you know, it's a real, real push for us and a real bonus for us if we can, you know, have as many players as we can at the age groups, you know, playing and being in these environments. And then, you know, again, hopefully it works both ways, the, you know, the content we're delivering and, you know, the time that we put into the players here, we're developing them to hopefully be comfortable and support the, you know, the growth of the game and the standards within the national setups as well. So yeah, it's a real dual way, this, and a, you know, a win-win situation for both club and for the national side. So yeah, it's really, really good to have them involved.
In my opinion, one of the most exciting things that is happening with the Vancouver Whitecaps is the High Potential Player Program, which is a program that you're leading and that will give players like Bryce Alderson, Caleb Clark, Ben Fisk, and Russell Tiebert the individual training needed to take their games to another level and hopefully establish themselves as consistent professional players. Can you talk a little bit about the program and the importance of it with respect to developing highly talented young Canadian players?
Again, you know, we are very excited by this program as well, and you know, you touched on it. It's a very important, you know, part of the setup now and the program, and you know, players that you've just mentioned. It's great that we've now put something in place to give them something extra to support them on their, you know, specific needs. You know, that more individualized, focused on, you know, different tools and, you know, working on different aspects of their game, and that's preparing them to be in that first team environment, both training but also, you know, on the field. So yeah, we've got a schedule now in place where the guys are in doing that extra. You know, the guys are enjoying it. Coaching teams enjoying it. It's a great part for the club now, and yeah, and hopefully we can keep pushing away, you know, and keep working on these guys individually, give them as much as we can, and then, you know, if we can see the rewards and the benefits from these guys, you know, playing in the first team, then, you know, that's what it's all about. And then again, all our U18s, the 16s, you know, and all these guys maybe potentially getting involved in this type of program in the future. So again, it's another part of our pathways, another part in that stepping stone, and you know, the club's putting as much time and resource into this type of youth development or young player development that are close to the first team to make it work, to make it happen. So yeah, again, it's great, it's really good.
The Whitecaps do seem to have a number of very talented young Canadian players who look to be on the cusp of becoming established players at the MLS level. What do you think are the most important variables with respect to a talented youngster making that leap from a player with high potential to becoming a consistent, high-quality professional player?
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, you know, we do have some very, very talented players, you know, within the program. You know, they're at a level just now, and you know, and it can be just, you know, as simple as having more exposure in that environment. So they've got the tools just now in terms of the different parts of the game. We'll continue to work on that. But, you know, I think it's just taking that little bit of time, and it may just take that little bit longer. But, you know, once these players just keep getting more exposure, you know, on the training side, but the exposure within matches, you know, the MLS matches, and they take their chance, you know, they learn from the games, and it may just take that little bit more time within that environment to make these type of things happen for these individual players. But yeah, as you mentioned, there's certainly the talent there, so it's just, yeah, we keep working hard, we keep waiting on their opportunities, and when they do get their opportunities in that first team level, then yeah, we hope that they grasp that, they learn from it, and then they just continue to grow as players. And then when other players see that happening, you know, it just gives them that sort of extra edge to make it into that first team as well. So yeah, the program is designed, and hopefully will support that transition.
In addition to your role working with young players in the Whitecaps organization, you're also the team's manager of coaching development. What are some of the initiatives that you're putting in place with respect to developing the coaches within the Whitecaps organization?
Yeah, you know, part of my background as well, and all the other specific roles I've done was, you know, coach education and the delivery of courses to work with coaches. You know, from the Whitecaps point of view, we have our own individual coaches working at various age groups, you know, and also our support, and what we look to do and we'll try to do and push as well as supporting, you know, coaches within our area, which is great, you know, so the coaches that work with the boys, you know, in the girls' club. So, you know, part of my role is, as mentioned, is to work, you know, in-house but also outside, and, you know, can we touch the clubs around and about where, you know, we're looking to try and attract players and bring players in. So it's very important that we, you know, we find that that balance with our own group, but also, you know, coaches that want to learn more, that want to improve. So, you know, different types of programs and initiatives that we'll have as a club. Potential coach education days, in-service days, conference days, you know, visiting specific clubs to reach out to their coaches. And then again, in-house, we'll have, you know, coaches having their own personal development plan where they'll have, just like a player, their own improvements and their own needs and what they want to focus on as well. So again, not just myself, but there's, you know, a few different experienced people within the club that we can, you know, bang ideas together and help each other all grow as coaches. So it's great having Stuart Neely involved in the programme. You've got Martin Rennie, Paul Ritchie, you've got Jake and Carl as well. So there's a lot of different faces that we can work together. And again, yeah, we'll always challenge each other as coaches and support each other in how we want to work, you know, as a club as well.
Speaking of coaching development, you will be one of the featured clinicians at the National Soccer Coaching Conference on February 2nd and 3rd in Toronto. I'm wondering, what can participants expect from your sessions at the conference?
Yeah, again, it's been great to be invited to such an event. I always enjoy these type of events, you know, in terms of, you know, watching sessions and meeting new people, and obviously specifically in this one, delivering on the field as well. So, yeah, again, I'll you know, through the contact for the conference, there'll be specific themes delivered. So, you know, hopefully, for me personally, watching people deliver, you hopefully pick up some different types of delivery, some different sessions, you know, some little sayings that coaches have, some little tricks that they use within the session. Yeah, so hopefully I can come along, you know, and deliver what I have to deliver, and, you know, be as interactive as possible with the coaches on any discussions or any sessions. And again, all coaches have their own different delivery styles. So, yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to watching the other people deliver, but meeting everyone that's involved in the conference as well. So it's all a learning environment, which is great for coaches.
You are a former player who played professionally in Scotland, England, and Iceland. How important is it for a coach to have some significant playing experience under their belt?
Again, there's differences on opinions for that. So for me, I mean, I can only speak about myself. You know, there's other coaches that potentially haven't been involved in the game and are top coaches. You know, from my point of view, I've had that exposure of you know, coming through a youth setup to going straight from my school and into professional football. And, you know, I'm always thankful and grateful from that. And you know, through those years, I've managed to rack up you know, some different clubs, played under different coaches, you know, different styles of football, and obviously come to an end of a career where throughout it I knew I was always keen on the coaching side and the player development side. So I managed to think about that and pick up as much as I could as I was playing, and experience that and be exposed to that and deliver sessions. So yeah, I mean, for me it's been good playing, and I've had the opportunity to coach at nearly every club I've played at. I've had the opportunity to play under some really good coaches and managers, you know, Jimmy Nicol, for example, the former Man United player, was my first professional coach. So yeah, that was great for me. So he's an example I would use, and as well as others that, you know, I've managed to pick up a lot of different pointers and information from. And as well as, you know, you sometimes come under coaches where you would maybe do it a little bit differently. So it's, yeah, I mean, that professional exposure and background is all good. I'm not saying it's the way forward and the be all and end all, but for me, you know, I can only give you my thoughts on it. It's certainly helped me, you know, in terms of my coaching career as well. Yep.
I have one final question for you. It's also on the coaching profession. In reading your bio on the Whitecaps FC website, I learned that throughout your professional playing career, you held coaching positions at all of the clubs that you played for, ranging from youth team level to first team coaching. You know, that gives me the impression that coaching is, it's not only a job, but a real passion for you. You know, I'm wondering, do you feel that coaching is a genuine calling for those that do it well?
Yeah, and again, the more people that we can get into coaching that have that passion, I think, for me personally, and again, it's hopefully something that will come across in speaking and in delivery, is that, you know, you have to have a passion to want to be on the field, to want to improve young players, and you have to show that passion, you know, with that energy and that enthusiasm. You know, as you quite rightly said, it has always been, you know, soccer's a passion for me, you know, since I've been a young boy, you know, playing and now coaching. And you've said that as well, that, you know, when I was a young player at a club, you know, 18, 19, I used to love coaching the 11 and 12 year olds at the club, you know, and then moving up through my footballing career, I managed to take the reserve, I took the first team. But yeah, I think you know if you have that passion and that feel for soccer, then, you know, if you can put something back into, especially young players developing, then it's great having people around the club, the field, you know, the environment that really want to push for young players and then give them that enjoyable feeling when they're on the field, because that enjoyable feeling and good positive environment is for me the way forward for developing young players here.